for the dentist.
And let's begin with a blessing, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kelly, roll call. Mayor Gruitt. Here. Mayor
Prochamp. Here.
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 Okay, first up is audience communication. This is anything on the agenda, off the agenda, anything you'd like to talk to the council about? Okay. So, does anybody want to talk to the council tonight? Going once?
Well, all right.
Okay. You came all this way.
Well, I'm in the town, even though you can see. My name is Ed Dunn, and I live on 13514 Seattle Hill Road. And I'm glad that you recognize that it's a long ways and that people are treated like the annexed area, you know, as a whole distinction between the old Mill Creek and the new Mill Creek. And that's one of the kind of complaints that I have. I think that the city has grown considerably and that I feel that the city council actually should be reformed, where they should have not at large voting for the council members, but on a district basis. That's all I have to say for right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Did you want to address the council tonight? Going once, twice? Okay.
I'm annex area.
Yeah. Okay, next up is a proclamation. This is for transit, and whereas on April 9th, 2015 marks Stand Up for Transportation Day, a national transportation infrastructure day that highlights the critical need to invest in our nation's transportation infrastructure, and whereas transportation is the economic backbone of our nation's economy and public transportation is an important part of our nation's transportation system, federal funding for public transportation infrastructure needs to increase and Congress needs to pass a long-term multimodal transportation bill by May 31, 2015. And whereas public transportation is a proven catalyst for economic growth, since for every $1 invested in public transportation, $4 in economic returns is generated locally, creating economically vibrant and prosperous communities. And whereas public transportation offers millions of Americans access to economic opportunities, since nearly 60% of the trips taken on the public transportation are for work commutes. And whereas Stand Up for Transportation Day will be celebrated in small, medium, and large communities across the United States as a day that highlights the critical need for funding transportation infrastructure, both public transportation and highway infrastructure. Now, therefore, I, Pam Pruitt, the mayor of Mill Creek, on behalf of the City Council and the citizens of Mill Creek, proclaim April 9th, 2015, as Stand Up for Transportation Day in the city of Mill Creek, Washington, and that the city of Mill Creek will join with public transportation agencies, cities, counties, and businesses across the country to participate in Stand Up for Transportation Day to encourage greater federal investment in public transportation infrastructure. Also, be it resolved that the city of Mill Creek declares that that quality public transportation services are essential for the economic prosperity of our country, our communities, and for individuals. Thank you. Next up is, and we'll let Todd Morrow know that we did this, Kelly. Okay, thank you. Next up, the council is going to recess to executive session. Per RCW 4230.110.1G to evaluate the qualifications of applicants for public employment. We're going to start in 30-minute increments because in an executive session we have to stay here for the whole time, and then we'll be extending it as necessary. So with that, we will recess to executive session.
I have a question before that. I think we have significant conversations that have to happen in open session with respect to the logistics of how the interviews happen and how the community open house happens, et cetera. And we can wait to do that at the end, or we can do it now. But that is an open session material, so I want to make sure we allow time for that.
Right. We will at the end, after we have a better idea of how many candidates we're dealing with, that could affect what we're doing. So Kelly, Landy left a list with Kelly, and we'll get the list as soon as we're done.
Okay, so we've got some, so we'll turn the recording back on and
Kelly
have that
is
open
staying,
session.
And we'll come back.
Okay, that's fine, as long as we dedicate enough time to that. I think it's very important that we have a process that we're all happy with. And
exactly.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I guess we're going to meet in here, so yeah.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to go?